they should put in place a lot of measures in terms of the public assurances as they are doing now. They should also increase the vaccination. It shouldn't be only the schools that are affected, but all schools in this country. Because as we know, schools are about to vacate. And some of these students, when they are affected, they can go to the communities, and during this vacation, many more will be affected and we will not know. So they should increase the scope of the vaccination. And also the public should be briefed on what they need to do when some of those issues are detected. What are the symptoms? What can be done to tackle them? So that the students will also be in the know. So that as soon as some of these things are identified, authorities will not see them. One thing that happens in most of these secondary schools is that when students are reporting of illnesses, they take some of these things for granted because they think it's the usual excuses that students give. So authorities should be rapid in responding to student needs. They shouldn't see some of these headache as normal, neck pains as normal.
Do you also agree to the fact that parents should screen their wards before they are being sent to school?
For now, the students are in school, so it is the state that should take care of that. Assuming the students are in the house, that is where we will say the parents should do that.
For those who are in school are in school now, but going forward, should they screen their wards before they are being taken to school?
Like the various tertiary institutions, that before you are admitted, as part of your admission process, you go to the health center, they take you and all those things. I think it should be established at the school level, because most parents may not have the means to take their wards to their hospitals to be diagnosed of some of those things.
That was the Public Relations Officer of Generational Thinkers, an NGO.